the fun.
Woo-hoo!
Hear all the hits on Swingin' Radio England.
Flashback.
You're listening to Radio Rainbow International, broadcasting on 640 kilohertz, 1521 kilohertz, and also on 96.3 megahertz. Well, we start a brand new series of programs now presented by WLR, John Dean, right here on Radio Rainbow International. We hope you'll enjoy the next hour of programming.
Can't you hear it? Can't you feel it? All around and in the air, we'll give you the music and more. WLR is what a friend is for.
Good morning, you're tuned to WLR on 6,240 kHz with our new free radio update program each and every week.
Oh,
Well, that's a really cracking sound to get off the program this morning. This is WLR, broadcasting on 6,240 kilohertz, right here in the 48-meter band. A new challenge for us right here on WLR. We're planning to bring you a free radio program each and every week between the hours of 12 and 1 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. And if you'd like to join us, I'd only be too pleased to have your company. Now, we are relying on correspondents. Send us in as much information about the free radio scene in your areas, or indeed any other little bits and pieces about radio you might have come across. And the first little bit of information that we are going to get underway with today is concerning Radio Caroline, of course, and recent reports of the mast collapsing into the sea, etc. The veteran pirate radio station, Radio Caroline, is facing the toughest challenge in its 25-year history after winter storms succeeded where the government fury failed. Radio Caroline was forced off the air a few weeks ago when severe gales sent its giant 300-foot transmitter mast crashing into the sea, nearly capsizing the ship from which it broadcasts. Now its engineers face a major headache in replacing the mast. The ship, the Ross Revenge, is a virtual prisoner of the high seas because most European governments have outlawed it, and to put it into harbour for repairs would lead to immediate seizure. It will be one hell of a job, said a Caroline spokesman. Meanwhile, the Department of Trade, which monitors Caroline's broadcast of rock music on behalf of the government, is absolutely delighted with the station's misfortunes. So what can you say about that? Well, I say good luck to Caroline, and hurry up back on 558 on full power. Did have one or two reports actually from Russell in Ipswich saying the 558 during the daylight hours around about that area wasn't too bad at all. They're only putting out about 100, 150 watts or so, but at least it means they are on the frequency, and there is life on the Ross Revenge. So hopefully they'll get back on the airwaves, and we'll hear them here in Scotland. Right, here's a good sound. We've only got an hour today and we've got a lot to cram in, so here's the Communards, Never Can Say Goodbye. super sound right here on WLR on 6,240 kilohertz on the 48 meter band. And don't forget, we are relying on you to send information to us about free radio happenings in your area, whether it be within Britain or on the continent. So hopefully we will get your support, and the equipment's falling down all over the place here. But anyway, this is good live free radio, isn't it? It's good stuff, you must admit. Now then, here's a little bit of information about the communicator. Now, the communicator was reported recently to have been repossessed on the high seas by the original Panamanian company that actually owned the ship. But prior to that information being made known, the radio ship communicator moved recently from an anchorage inside British territorial waters to a new anchorage in international waters of the North Sea. The vessel, which has been at the centre of allegations that up to £100,000 of investment money had been diverted from the project. At the time, an American who was involved as a potential backer and who has been claiming ownership of the vessel was in the United Kingdom for meetings aimed at resolving the legal tangle the operation has created. Now the current backer is preparing to repay all creditors from the Laser Hot Hits project and pay the Panamanian company for the ship. The new backer, who's will get his own radio service out of the deal, broadcasting Christian music, will also offer cash on the table to the Americans. A source within the organization said that the two antenna towers, which should have been erected within some time ago, should be erected within the next few weeks. He continued, "I think you'll be surprised at how fast things will happen now. A new anchoring system will be installed on the vessel shortly, and at the same time the backer is leaving his lawyers in Britain to sort out legal problems. If the American, the Panamanian company and all the creditors are paid, then the organization feels it can truly begin to look at going on the air very shortly. First on the air would be Star Force 576, a Hot Hits formatted station, to be followed by Christian music station Harmony 981. Both stations would be capable of operating through a diplexer unit at up to 25 kilowatts output into a T-type antenna system." So there you go, the old saga of the communicator goes on. I cannot understand why they can't get the damn thing on the air and earn some money, because it must be costing a fortune just sitting out there doing nothing. It's been there for about a year, absolutely doing zilch. And I did hear the other day that the original Panamanian company that owns the ship did repossess the ship on the high seas, so the communicator saga continues. Meanwhile, here's a good piece of music from U2. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Well, we're looking for community radio licenses, and we haven't found any yet. I tell you this, by the time they issue community radio licenses, I think we're all old age pensioners, and they'll be hoping that we've all gone away, I think. That's truly a bit of U2 magic there, right here on WLR on 6240 kilohertz in the 48 meter band. John Dean here, and we're on the free radio update program. Each and every week from now on, we will be bringing a free radio program right here on 6240 kilohertz. Now, I don't know if you've heard this about Radio Tara, but anyway, John Catlett, the man who launched the pirate radio laser and briefly made it on one of the most popular stations in the British Isles, is to be the first program director of Radio Tara. He will work alongside a station director, Travis Baxter, recruited from independent local radio and the BBC. Radio Tara is the long-wave entertainment station jointly backed by Ireland's RTE and Radio Luxembourg, due to go on air next autumn. So there you go. So that's big things happening for Radio Tara right there in the Irish Republic. We wish them all well, and a Luxy all day cannot be bad, and I would imagine this will actually shake probably Radio 1. So the sagas continue, don't they? But anyway, if you want to write into us with any information or you'd like a QSL card for the free radio update program right here on 6240 kilohertz, write into our mailing address, WLR, Whiskey Lima Romeo, 2323 South Beechwood, Edinburgh, EH12 5 Yankee Romeo in Scotland. So that's WLR, Whiskey Lima Romeo, 2323 South Beechwood, Edinburgh, EH12 5 Yankee Romeo. Send us any information about pirate or free radio activity or legitimate radio in your area. Send it into our mailing address, and we'll put the old program together here, and we'll broadcast it on the shortwave to all our good friends right across Europe. Now here's the latest information for medium wave DXers. Medium Wave News, which is published by the Medium Wave Circle Group, has a new look A5 format. This now enables even more pages and news to be included in every copy. Interesting articles to date have included skywave propagation, aerials, and facts about the solar cycle. Each issue contains an interesting introduction for beginners new to the hobby of medium wave DXing, and other regular features include the latest DX news and loggings. With the onset of dark winter nights and possible transatlantic DX contacts, why not increase your chances of finding those distant medium wave stations by obtaining a copy of Medium Wave News? Medium Wave News may be obtained by sending a stamped addressed envelope for details of club membership and the magazine to Harold Emblem, 137A, Hampton Road, Southport, Merseyside, PR8, 5 Delta Yankee. That important address again, Harold Emblem, 137A, Hampton Road, Southport, Merseyside, PR8, 5 Delta Yankee. And don't forget to tell them you heard it right here on WLR. And here's a beautiful sound from Johnny Hates Jazz. Turn back the clock.
I could have it over.
beautiful stuff there from Johnny Hayes Jazz right here on WLR. You're tuned to 6,240 kilohertz right here on the 48 meter band. John Dean here with the old free radio update, scandal and gossip program. We'll be here each and every single Sunday between 12 and 1 p.m. So I hope you can join me for all the free radio information. We'll also be playing a few good tunes. We won't actually be answering any mail on this program, but we will be actually answering all the mail on the 6318 transmission on the third Sunday of the month of WLR. We'll also be on the 41 meter band on the 7423 kilohertz from 0900 to 1300 hours meantime, each and every first Sunday. So you've got the first and the third Sundays of 4 hours of WLR with in-depth programs, also the documentary hour. And on 6,240 kilohertz, each and every Sunday, you'll have the free radio program. Now, let's have a quick scan of the old shortwave bands over the Christmas and New Year holiday period. And indeed, on Christmas Day, there were 14 stations broadcasting on the 48-meter band shortwave. On Boxing Day, there were up to 19 stations broadcasting on the shortwave band. On Sunday, the 27th of December, there were apparently 23 stations broadcasting, some relays, but some mostly stations with their own transmitters. On New Year's Day, let's see what was on New Year's Day, was actually 11 stations broadcasting, and the log for Sunday the 3rd of January, just after New Year's Day, was actually 17 stations logged on the shortwave band. And one little thing that really did annoy me actually over the holiday period was an occurrence which rears its ugly head from time to time, actually caused a few problems on the 48 meter band recently. This consisted of someone operating a transmitter with a 760 hertz tone for the sole purpose of broadcasting on top of a station already on the air. Weekend music radio were followed around the band by this jammer, and judging by comments heard by Whiskey Mike Romeo, by Jack Russell and Davey Anderson, Radio Orion had also fallen prey to this transmitter earlier in the day. WMR started off on 6,285 kilohertz and then moved to 6,240 due to the tone. The tone followed them to 6,240, so Jack Russell retuned his transmitter to 6,315 kilohertz, only to find that almost immediately the jammer followed. Later in the afternoon, following the relays of WLR and Radio Stella, Gary St. John came on the air on 6,317 kilohertz as the voice of free radio and also denounced the jamming. And that was rather a shame there. Actually, WLR has been jammed. I think we were actually jammed a couple of Sundays ago as well. I think that actually was it the 3rd? Yes, I think it was actually the 3rd of January. We were jammed then. And if we can find out who it is, I'm pretty sure that person will get a visit. And I think it's a pretty just reward for what he's doing. I cannot actually see the point of putting a jamming tone on top of a free radio station, right? Right, here's a good sound. It's Bon Jovi.
The tears I cry aren't tears of pain. there only to hide my guilt and shame. I forgive you, now I ask the same of you. While we were apart, I was human too.
That's great stuff there from Bon Jovi, of course, Living on a Prayer. Now, here's a little bit of information that actually took my eye. It's a cutting about Tony Blackburn from BBC Radio London, and formerly of Radio Caroline and Radio London, of course. And the headline reads, "Disc jockey Tony Blackburn has finally come clean about his future on doomed Radio London. In an extraordinary outburst on the stage at a Radio London soul night out at the Astoria Theatre recently, Tony announced that if his morning show show is axed, he will return to pirate radio. Tony Blackburn, who began his career in the 60s with Radio Caroline, said, "All of us on Radio London are fighting for survival, but if it goes, I will set up the biggest and best pirate outfit you've ever heard. It's tragic that good soul music only outlet could come by illegal radio. I command bigger audiences in London and the South East than any other DJ, but it seems the BBC Board of Governors are resistant to change and new ideas and are totally out of touch with what the public wants. Radio London faces a chop because of BBC plans to cut local radio costs by 10% over the next 5 years. The Beeb disputes Tony Blackburn's audience figures and claims and says that the station runs well behind Radio 1, Capital and LBC. Well, so there you go. Tony Blackburn, the new pirate El Supremo. I tell you what, that might be a good thing for pirate radio. I'm not quite sure if he would actually be able to deliver the goods. But anyway, it'd be good, I think. Actually, a lot of people slag Tony Blackburn off, but Tony Blackburn is one of the few offshore pirate DJs who has actually stuck to his guns about pirate radio, and he has actually never forgotten his roots, unlike a lot of other people I could mention. So good luck to Tony Blackburn, and if you want somebody to run the transmitter, here I am, right? Okay. Have you seen the current copy of Radio Telex news sheet? If not, it's time you did. Radio Telex, produced in Germany, is a fortnightly news sheet, four sides of A5 format, containing loggings and information specifically for shortwave DXers. Send for a copy of Radio Telex without delay to the following address: Radio Telex, Post Box 103771, D2800, Bremen 1 in West Germany. The address again: Radio Telex, Post Box 103771, D2800, Bremen 1 in West Germany. Who says we don't play good music on the shortwave? Here's Dire Straits.
Look at them yo-yos, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on it. That's his own hair. The little faggot got his own jet airplane. The little faggot, he's a millionaire. We got the install microwave oven, custom kitchen deliveries. We got the movie refrigerator. We got the movie's color TV. Huh.
should have learned to play the guitar. I should have learned to play them drums. Look at that mama, she's got it sticking in the cameraman. And look at her, so. And he's up there. What's that? Hawaiian noises. He's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got your in-store microwave oven. Custom kitchen delivery. We got the moon in these refrigerators. We got the moon in these color TVs. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Great stuff from Dire Straits, of course, Money for Nothing. Right here on WLR, 6,240 kilohertz, the free radio update program. Yes, indeed, your weekly free radio update from WLR with yours truly, John Dean. And don't forget, if you want to write into us with any information or you'd like a QSL card or you just want to write in with a chat, write into WLR, Whiskey Lima Romeo, 2323 South Beechwood, Edinburgh, EH12, 5 Yankee Romeo in Scotland. So that's Whiskey Lima Romeo, WLR 2323, South Beechwood, Edinburgh, EH12, 5 Yankee Romeo in Scotland. Now, here's a bit of information about Shetland Islands Broadcasting Company. The recently launched independent commercial station SIBC, Shetland Islands Broadcasting, FM 96, on the Shetland Islands is proving to be a huge success with listeners and advertisers. SIBC, a company which had been seeking a home office license for many years to provide a radio service for the islands but was time and time ignored, is operating a 24-hour service with a staff of 4 full-time employees. Programming is live between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. and automated the remaining 12 hours daily. Ian Anderson, founder of the station, and his wife Inga present the breakfast air shift between them, 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. You can just imagine Ian Anderson lying in bed with his wife doing the program. Anyway, advertisers have not been slow to support the station, and clients now total more than 70 on-air clients for adverts. There are 4 commercial clusters per hour, and the vast majority of copy is read live by the on-hour air announcer. The average length of each advertising spot is 60 seconds. All advertising is coming from local businesses. There is not one national client. This shows it is possible, said Ian Anderson, to run local advertising for purely local radio. Whilst hoping to improve its signal at a later date, SIBC is already providing a signal which can be heard on the average of up to 30 miles from the Lerwick studio base. They have a regular audience on one of the North Sea oil rigs, the Ninian rig, which is some 150 miles from the station. The station offers non-stop music, only interrupted for commercials, news, weather, and local information. So there you go. So that's Ian Anderson, Shetland Islands Broadcasting, the only radio station broadcasting in Britain that the DTI can't get hold of quick enough, you see. Actually, they haven't got a license, but I've got a sneaking feeling they're leaving SIBC alone just to see if it is possible for them to make a living. And I think they're doing a good job, right? Okay. Have you got the current copy of Now Radio magazine, or are you perhaps reading somebody else's? Now Radio is printed and published every 2 weeks and is posted first class every Tuesday to all subscribers. Now Radio covers the whole radio industry worldwide, as well as local BBC, IBA, community and free radio. Now Radio has in-depth features of interest to radio fans of all ages. To obtain your copy, send £1 sterling to Now Radio, P.O. Box 45, Kettering, NN15ONW, in England. Now Radio also advertises job vacancies absolutely free. And so do not delay. Write today for a sample copy enclosing £1 to Now Radio, P.O. Box 45, Kettering, NN15ONW, in England. So don't forget, get your copy of Now Radio magazine, Toot the Sweet. And I can tell you this, there's some quite good information in there. It's like the sun, all about radio.
I want to have dinner with girls when I want to watch Rembrandt dance. I want to talk Gary with Gary. I wanna fly double with your heart.
Your brain.
That's a good single there from Donna Summer, Dinner with Gershwin. Now, I'm only on for an hour today, and we'll be on 6,240 kilohertz each and every week with the free radio update. And I'd just like to say hello to a couple of people that have written into us. I'm not actually going into depth in these letters. We will reply to you in more depth on the 6318 transmission on the third Sunday of the month. But I'd like to say hello to Colin Ferris in Kempton in Bedford. Also to Ron Pierce in Suffolk, Bridget Wolf in East Germany, Richard Teversham in Paul's Grove in Portsmouth. Hello there, Richard. Jim Willett, good to hear from you again there, Jim, in Grimsby. David Williams from the Caroline Movement in Southampton. Nick Sharp from Staines in Middlesex. Gareth Evans from Carmarthen in Dafydd, and John Breslin, of course, from Fanor in Galway in Ireland. Hello there, John, good to hear from you again. And there's several more here. I'm not going to get much time, but anyway, Howard Parker from, where do you stay, Howard? He stays in Hull, of course. And also Stefan Nolan in Strasbourg, Anthony Page in Clown in Chesterfield in Derbyshire, and also Thomas Graf from Westphalia in West Germany, and Patrick Wiley from Larne in County Antrim in Northern Ireland. Who's this? This is somebody from Buxton Road. Oh dear, I don't know. What's the name? Let's find out what your name is. That's right, Peter North from Buxton Road in Stockport. Hello, Peter. And Stefan Dietl from Gunsberg in Germany. Dan Olsen from Sweden. Hello, Dan. Thanks for writing in again. And who else we got here? Let's have Christian Bergman from the GDR. Hello, Christian. Good to hear from you again. And who's this? David Anderson from Malmo in Sweden. And there's several others here. Let's have a look at this. This is Gurdip Gill from Wolverhampton. Who's this one? Let's have a look here. We're getting all out of hand here in the studio. Letters falling all over the place. And this one comes from Andy Duncan from Hull. Hello, Andy. Thanks for writing into us. And many, many more. But anyway, that's a selection of a few of you. Let's get on with the business here at WLR. We've only got about 10 or 15 minutes left to go on the program, so let's get on and tell you a little bit about the Caroline Movement. Membership of the Caroline Movement is a must for all free radio enthusiasts. Bulletin number 33 is now available, packed with 56 pages of information. This issue contains articles on the Driftback 20 convention, held in London recently to celebrate 20 years of the Marine Offences Act in Britain. Other interesting articles include problems with the authorities for operators running boat trips to the radio ships. Also, in-depth news about Caroline and the Communicator, as well as the Sealand Project. The Caroline Movement has recently purchased its own vessel for North Sea cruises, and the renovation of the ship, the Tyne Princess, is catalogued in detail. Yes, indeedy doody. All in all, subscription to the Caroline Movement is very worthwhile. And details may be obtained by writing to the Caroline Movement, BCM, BRFM, London, WC1. That important address again, the Caroline Movement, BCM, BRFM, London, WC1. Membership of the Caroline Movement also entitles you to copies of the JB News. Which is a periodic sheet with any free radio updates which occur between bulletins, or just a stamped addressed envelope. Copies may be obtained from 23 Grove Road, Grays in Essex. So don't forget, write today to the Caroline Movement for subscription rates to the Caroline Movement, BCM, BRFM, London, WC1. Right, many thanks for the JB News, and don't forget to join the Caroline Movement. It's well worthwhile. And I was a little bit here talking about the Caroline Movement. Radio Caroline's ship, the Ross Revenge, is being moved to a new North Sea anchorage in the Galloper area. The move is being made as the station feels that the more southern anchorage the vessel had been in since UK territorial waters were extended from 3 to 12 miles caused the 300-foot antenna tower to collapse in a November storm, right? Okay. Well, you're tuned to WLR on 6,240 kilohertz, right here in the shortwave 48 meter band. It's John Dean here, and we do like to get some letters from you, so if you'd like to write into us, the mailing address is WLR, Whiskey Lima Romeo, 23, South Beechwood, Edinburgh, EH12, 5 Yankee Romeo. And just remember, this is the old free radio update program, which we will bring to you each and every week on this frequency between the hours of 12 and 1 p.m. So I do hope you join me, John Dean, because we're usually full of the old gossip, you know. You can also catch us on another transmissions on the third Sunday of the month on 6318 kHz from 0900 to 1300 hours Greenwich Mean Time. Also on the first Sunday of the month on 7423 kHz in the 41 meter band. And I dare say some of you have noticed we have been testing 7490 kilohertz and also 7430. We have had some encouraging reception reports. So we'd like to thank everybody that does take the time and the trouble to write into us. Also, the gang that usually phones us up when we have a phone-in, including Paul Thomas in Guernsey, Jim Willett in Grimsby, David Ellsworth in Stockport, and Charlie in Leeds, and many, many more. And I mustn't forget old Steve Comer, must I? And I can tell you this, over the last 6 months the WLR has been broadcasting regularly. We've had a really nice lot of mail in, and it's very great, and it makes the old programs worthwhile here, I would say. So don't forget, keep the old letters coming in, and we'll do our best to keep you informed of what's going on. And here's a little bit of information I did notice. The Home Secretary, Douglas Hurd, will make a statement soon on government plans for radio in Britain. A white paper would follow, and a radio bill will be presented to Parliament during October and November, according to Whitehall. Well, I can actually imagine they've finished the Kit Kat biscuits and they're getting on with the job at Whitehall, are they? Very good. I do like to hear things like that about radio, don't you? And here's a bit of information about Horizon Radio. According to a reliable sources, as the Sun says, one of the most successful London unlicensed stations prior to the introduction of the Telecommunications Act, Horizon Radio, is preparing to return to the air with a full service. The station will provide a sole format, 24 hours a day. Programming will be pre-recorded. Horizon is approaching a number of the more professional DJs on other London unlicensed stations at this time. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. So there we go. So Horizon could be back on the air, and they're trying to pinch everybody else's DJs anyway. Okay. Well, the old clock's fast beating us here on WLR. I have enjoyed doing the old free radio update today. If you enjoy what we're doing for you, drop us a line and tell us. Right, that's a great sound there from Mike Oldfield, Moonlight Shadow. And that's from about 1983, I think it was. I seem to remember playing that on Radio Linda before. And before we go, here's a bit of information about, what is this now, about Glasgow Station wants to offer Clyde FM. Glasgow commercial station Radio Clyde is seeking Home Office approval to start up a new service on its VHF transmitter called Clyde FM. The Scottish station wants to launch the new service as soon as February 1988, targeting an under 35 audience. There will be a speciality program, mix of music and information. So there you go. All the independent radio stations have suddenly realized they want split frequency allocations, and they're trying to jump the gun before the community radio licenses are issued, because then they can say they are truly community orientated and there's no need for community radio licenses. It's amazing, isn't it? Suddenly all these frequencies appear from everywhere.
Your favorite music is the songs you hear every day.
Well, the old clock has beaten us again here at WLR. Many thanks for your company this morning on the Free Radio Update program. We'll be back the same time next week on 6,240 kilohertz.
Tell me how long you gonna stay.
I do hope you'll join me again, John Dean. Don't forget, write in to us to our mailing address, WLR, Whiskey Lima Romeo, 2323, South Beechwood, Edinburgh, EH12, 5 Yankee Romeo in Scotland. And so until the next time, at 1200 hours Greenwich Mean Time next Sunday on 6,240, bye-bye. I think I better stop now.
Thank you very much indeed, John, in a very jolly mood today. You've been listening to the transmitters of Radio Rainbow International 6240 and also 1521 kilohertz in the medium wave band, 197 meters and FM in stereo 96.3 megahertz. The transmitters are going silent now until next Sunday morning. We'll be back on the air on these frequencies, 6240, 48 meter shortwave band, and also FM stereo, 96.3 megahertz, and of course on the medium wave band at 197 meters, 1521 kilohertz. From all of us here on the east coast of Ireland, it's a very good afternoon.